Hi, my name is Matthew Ketchum, your neighborhood friendly technology coach. I'm here at Enoch's High School to sit down with Scott Nunes, who's used VR in his classroom with a recent lesson. So let's find out a little bit more about what he's done.
I'm Scott Nunes. I teach 9th and 10th grade English over here at Enoch's High School.
And Scott had a really neat activity that he was doing with his classroom, VR in the classroom. So we wanted to sit down and talk with Scott a little bit more about that. What interests you in doing VR in the classroom?
I can see all the possibilities for the technology. I see where it's going. I see not only where it's at right now, but the potential, and that was one of the reasons why I introduced it to the class. It spurred a lot of conversation.
Oh, that's great. What kind of tech did you get involved to do this VR?
So it was pretty simple. After going to ISTE this year, I learned about some of the different VR technologies, and I just kind of price-watched some of the technology, so it was pretty affordable. I ended up getting some imitation Google Cardboard items for $1 and purchased a merch cube for $5. It normally retails for $15, so I bought 3 of those, so kind of 3 for 1, and bought some other headsets just to kind of play around with, and those were a little pricier, but still not too bad at $15 a piece.
And you also were using, from Nearpod itself, had some headsets that they were giving out?
Yes. Matthew so kindly lent me his Nearpod headsets. And so those worked as well. And those were actually a little bit better than some of the ones I had, especially the bigger phones. So students did need to bring their own tech still in order to use these devices, so that presented a challenge as well in the classroom.
So the headsets are just kind of a shell of a headset, but to do the VR in the classroom, students are using their own mobile devices.
Yes, they need their own phone specifically, or they could potentially use a tablet for some of the technology. It just wouldn't be completely immersive. It would give you less of a 3D immersive feel.
And what kind of activities were the students doing?
I was hoping they would do some more like virtual campus tours. That really didn't appeal to them so much. But they did some fun things like they played with 3D holograms. They played with like a Minecraft app and built structures. They played like a Starfighter game, rather. And that one was really neat. That was one of their favorites. And then they did some YouTube VR and went on a roller coaster. That one was really fun. That was cool. And then they checked out some New York Times articles. I think with the Scholastic part of it being so heavy, they enjoyed that one less. But I like the possibilities with that one.
How did you align VR to your classroom objectives?
So we're studying a sci-fi slash artificial intelligence unit, and so I brought the VR in as part of that, like thinking of it in a futuristic sense, like, you know, where will this technology be 10 years from now? Two of the stories we looked at were from Ray Bradbury, which were a number of years ago, and it's him kind of foreshadowing what we have now in many ways, humanoid robots, things like that, tech kind of taking over, people being glued to their TV screens. And so we equated it to that. Will people get sucked into VR, AR, and will this be like the new thing? Will people essentially be like the characters in Ray Bradbury's stories?
What do you think the students got out of it for their learning?
In terms of their learning, this activity was a large sandboxing activity, meaning just it's open-ended. They could play with it. The Common Core State Standard that I attached to it had to do with writing and using technology, so I was able to hit a couple standards there. So what they were able to do with this was take a concept they were playing with and then apply it to their writing and meet those Common Core state standards, essentially.
So how did you manage this VR in your classroom?
So the way I set it up was based upon learning stations after reading a blog and reading some of Catelyn Tucker's book. I decided, okay, this learning station model will be best because not everybody has a cell phone. I don't have 39 headsets and devices for these kiddos, so we're going to need to share, take turns. And I was already doing other things that week, so the learning station model worked. And I think for something like this, this is how I'd bring it in, and I wouldn't make it worth a lot of points. It's more of an exploratory thing right now in terms of education. It's something you would need to build on. There's a huge learning curve. Some students got it right away, some didn't. And so you need to be patient with the technology as well as with your students. There was a large spectrum. Some required a lot of hand-holding and others just were self-starters and were somewhat familiar with the technology and could just get right into it and stay on task.
And what do you see as maybe best practices doing VR in the classroom? Maybe tips, things that went well, things that you would like to change next time if you did this?
Yeah, I think VR works really well giving background to a lesson. You can go visit places, you can read an article on what you're doing and have it be a VR article. If you get like a special 3D camera, for example, you can go someplace or get 3D views of a place and explore that. And I think that'd be a really good application. And in terms of best practices and kind of helping to manage the classroom, there's a lot of potential for abuse with this technology, especially with students being allowed to use their own devices and not just the prescribed laptops that we give them. And so you have to monitor them very carefully. And so I would not do this if I were doing learning stations and having like a explicit direct instruction station where I speak to the students at one station. I wouldn't allow this to be just kind of a free-for-all, entirely self-guided station. You really need to monitor it in order to protect the students and create that safe learning environment.
What are your final thoughts on VR in the classroom?
If I had to do it again, I would still watch the students even more closely, and I think I would just focus on one or two applications. I allowed too many applications, and so some kids were going here to this thing, some kids were going to that thing. I would definitely make it all educational, and maybe even though the roller coaster was pretty fun, that wasn't the most educational thing. They did have to write about that experience, and that part was educational, and that was good, but I would have rather them focus more on the Nearpod, and I would have tested it more. So before you implement it, definitely play around with it yourself, try it on some other teachers, play around with maybe sample students, if students can come in before school, after school, that kind of thing, or your TAs, have your TAs try it out before and play that role of student and see how it goes. Try and troubleshoot as much as you can.
Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew.